Hello, welcome back. This is Good Things Are Coming. I'm Val. Tis Val. I'm so excited you're here. I mean, okay, little update. I've been filming a lot of these like back to back. And I just sat down about 30 minutes ago to film this one. And you may be asking yourself, Val, or you may want to ask me, Val, how come you've been sitting there for 30 minutes doing nothing? Well, my mom is on FaceTime with someone downstairs. And she, if you've ever been to my house, you know she talks at the level, like she wants people to hear her in China. So I've been sitting here waiting for her to pipe the fuck down. And I figured out, you know what? I'm just going to talk. And if you can hear it, then I'm so sorry. And if it becomes so loud to the point you can, like, actually hear it, or, like, I can hear it in, like, the, what's that called? The back thing? The feedback? Then I guess I'll stop and repeat what I said. I can't wait till the day I move out. Who's with me? Everyone. I know. Okay. Today's episode, meditation. Also, last episode I said, we were already on Apple Podcasts. Now, let me read out the list. Now we have like 7 places. Look at us go. I know there's Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Now we have Google Podcasts. We have Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can also listen to it on the Anchor app. Thank you for sponsoring this episode of Good Things Are Coming. Okay. This episode, I'm going to be talking about meditation. Now, meditation is something that I haven't really, I don't want to say, I do have experience with it, and I have been doing it for a while now, but I definitely should do it more than I do. I definitely should take it more seriously because it does help me a lot, and it's really positive for me, but I just don't have the motivation to actually do it. And I know it's really bad, and I know really what's keeping me from doing it, it's basically just my phone. I'm borderline addicted to my phone. Not borderline, plain out addicted to my phone. I'm pretty sure my daily phone usage screen time thing, it's like 12 hours. And sometimes I see people on TikTok being like, oh my god, my screen time is 4 hours. Girl, how do you do that? 4 hours would be a miracle to me. Anyway, I do have to force myself to put it down and put time into doing things like meditating, which is really bad. I try to get better, but at least I force myself to do it every now and then. I try to do it at least once a week, especially when I'm doing my rituals, when it comes to cleansing, crystals, my tarot deck. That's when I do it the most, and when I try to sit down and do it the most focused. But it's a work in progress. And really, that's what meditation is. Meditation is not easy. It's a lot easier than you think. It's a lot harder than you would think, I mean. It is pretty straightforward. And it's not that complicated. Or maybe it's just me, because my brain goes like 30,000 miles an hour. And I have so many thoughts constantly in my head that it's really hard for me to actually to concentrate and put my mind in blank. Not that you have to have your mind like completely blank to meditate properly, but you know, it's annoying when I'm trying to meditate and then an intrusive thought comes in. You know what I mean? So I try to do it as much as I can, and I try to be as good as I can with it. But yeah. Now I want to read, first of all, I want to read a little like definition on meditation, because I truly, like, I could kind of explain what it is, but I don't know the definition. So let's read that first. So, although this practice has ties to many different religious teachings, meditation is less about faith and more about altering consciousness, finding awareness, and achieving peace. These days, with the greater need to reduce stress in the midst of our busy schedules and demanding lives, meditation is increasing in popularity. Although there isn't any right or wrong way to meditate, it's important to find a practice that meets your needs and complements your personality. Talking a little bit more about that last point. There really isn't a right or wrong way to do it, but it's pretty hard to, like, you're like, okay, I'm going to start meditating, but like, where do I start? You don't really know. Personally, I would recommend there's apps for meditating. I know the Calm app. It's pretty good if you want to pay for it. That exists. There's also the what's it called? A Headspace app. I had that for a while. It's also paid, and that one's pretty good. Right now, what I'm using is Insight Timer. It's just called Insight Timer. It's like a white background with like a brown bowl sort of thing. It's not a bowl, I know, but basically, it's like a YouTube, but for meditation. There's creators on it who make meditations and like guided meditations where you sit and listen to them. There's also live transmissions of like guided meditations. It's pretty great. You can be a member plus to get like extra perks, but I personally think the free version is perfectly fine. You can find a bunch of teachers, like meditation teachers, subscribe to them. And also once you subscribe to someone, they send you notifications to your email. Not sponsored by them, but I thought I would let you know. You can also sign up to these classes, like the live ones. They're scheduled and you can see like in the next 10 days and whatnot, and you like sign up for it and then you join whenever the time comes, 12 p.m., 10 a.m., whatever it is. Yeah, the other day here, I found out a really good chakra cleansing meditation that I really enjoyed. Although it was a little bit long for me personally, I like to do less than 10 minutes because I find that if it's more than 10 minutes, then I started losing focus. Although, when it comes to meditation, you are supposed to work towards your goal. So maybe start with a 5-minute meditation. There's even as short as maybe 2 minutes. I think I've seen ones that are like a minute. You can really squeeze it in whenever. I try to put set time aside, but you could really do it while you're showering. I think you could do it while you're showering. You could just, it's just a place where you, it's just you and your thoughts and you reflect on stuff and whatnot. But personally, I am up to 10 minutes. Longer than 10 minutes, I can do it. Maybe 15, I can still do it. But it's just hard to focus. And most of the time, I fall asleep. So most of the time, I do it at night when I'm going to sleep because it gets me that relaxed. If I did it more often, I could probably work my way easily up to 20, 30 minutes. There's people who do hours of it. But as I said before, I am not that disciplined with it and I really need to work on it. So I should keep myself in check with that. From what I've read, there's of course many different types of meditations. There's mindfulness meditation, spiritual meditation, focus meditation, movement meditation, mantra meditation, transcendental meditation, progressive relaxation, loving kindness meditation, and visualization meditation. Out of this list, I'm pretty sure I've done mindfulness, I've done movement, I've done transcendental, and I've done visualization. Really, whatever you want to work on, like you can work, and even then, like if you don't want to get an app for it, you can look it up on YouTube. Although I would say be a little bit more careful on YouTube, because on YouTube anyone can upload meditations and you don't know what's out there, you know, like those scandals about how subliminals were being like laced with bad intentions and whatnot. I should also do an episode on that, on subliminals. Let me write that down. But yeah, I would say look whatever one fits you best. Sometimes, especially once you find a guide or like a teacher that you like on either of the apps or on another app you find, let me know if you have other apps or you have other places you like to get your meditations from. Would love to try them. And once you get a teacher you actually like, you'll find yourself just gravitating towards their videos because you already know their style, you already used to them, you're familiar with them and whatnot. Personally, I do like to do it a lot for my anxiety because I'm a really anxious person. So, for example, on Insight Timer, I just look up meditation to help anxiety, and there's tons. So you can basically find whatever you want. You can find ones that help you sleep. You can find ones more advanced. You can find ones more right above a beginner level. You can really find anything. You can make it work with anything if you want. There's one on this one. There's ones on confidence. There's ones on a bunch of different themes. Honestly, I can't remember them all off the top of my head, but there's basically one for right about everything and anything. I would say the times I meditate the most is especially when I'm doing some kind of ritual. I try to do it as much as I can, and I try to do it at least once a week. Sometimes I do it more than once a week. Sometimes when I feel really stressed and I feel like I need it, I go ahead and do it. But I strictly do it when I'm doing specific rituals, specifically when it comes to cleansing rituals. So, for example, when I'm cleansing my crystals under the full moon, I meditate beforehand. When I want to do this really deep, meaningful tarot spread, I meditate for a bit. When sometimes even if I have a really big test, like today in the morning, first period, I had a test I was really nervous for, and before leaving the house, I did like a quick 3-4 minute meditation. And did it help me? Like, did it get me a better mark on the test? We shall see. But it just made me approach the test so much differently. I did it on confidence, so like it would make me feel more confident going into the test. And I think it helps in a way. I mean, in a way, a lot of people, when it comes to spirituality and whatnot, they see it like, oh, that doesn't really work. But I think at the end of the day, if you feel like it's working and you feel like it's going to work, then it's going to work. That's how I see it. And like at the end of the day, you have nothing to lose. Like, what are you going to lose from sitting on the floor and being quiet and thinking for a bit, like giving things a little bit of a spin around your head? Nothing. Like, it's really nothing. This is one of the few things on spirituality that isn't like frowned upon by like the church, because technically every religion does meditation. It's just more of a spiritual, religious meditation. When people sit down and pray for a long, extended time, you're meditating. You're breathing in and out. You're talking to someone. You're looking up your thoughts around your brain. Like, that's a form of meditation, and people don't realize it. So really, nothing to be afraid of. One of the things I get more uncomfortable about meditating is I never know how to sit. How do I sit? Like, how do I make it work? I feel like if I sit down, I have terrible posture that it starts hurting my back. So it's not relaxing at all. And once it starts hurting, then I can't focus on anything but the fact that it's hurting so bad, especially around my shoulders. If it's not that and I'm leaning on something, let's say like my bed or something, I'm still sitting on the floor, then it's like my tailbone. Like, I know there's meditation pillows. Should I get a meditation pillow? Most of the times I just end up laying on my bed and looking at the ceiling and closing my eyes. And I feel like I've heard somewhere that that's not ideal, because it's like the place you sleep and you're not really like shifting your body in a way. Like, it's not doing as much as it could. But I just don't know what else to do. Like, I genuinely no other position than laying completely flat on my bed works for long periods of time. Especially because I'm a pretty impatient person, and if it starts hurting, I'm going to keep thinking about it and I can't make it go away, and I need to move. And I just feel like if I move, then I'm going to ruin, like, my train of thought. I don't know. Personally, do not like the common meditation poses. If you have more ideas, maybe you do yoga, let me know. Please. Tweet at me. Now I want to go more into a little anecdote. of mine. All right, so this happened around quarantine time, I want to say. I remember there was this trend on TikTok going around, at least on my side of TikTok, on like the witchy side of TikTok. There was this meditation, this guided meditation on YouTube that it was like a past life regression meditation. And people were going and doing it and they were finding out like crazy things. Like they lived in like the countryside in their past life. They lived in like the middle of like Italy. Like they lived in like northern France, like crazy stuff like that. I don't know how much of it was true, but the stories people were telling were like, I found out I lived through the Second World War. Like crazy stories that seemed pretty interesting. So I was like, I want to know how my past life went. You know what I mean? So I searched up the meditation and I tried to do it. And honestly, what happened, I just can't really explain. Like I was laying down in bed, and basically the meditation goes something like, imagine a door, you go through the door, like it's very, you're visualizing, right? This is like a visualization meditation. So they tell you like, you look at three doors, look through one, like that kind of thing. And then eventually it kind of like hypnotized me. Like he was talking, but I couldn't hear anything. Like it was blank for me. Like my mind was just completely blank. I felt like I was hypnotized. Like nothing I couldn't hear anything that he was saying. Like I would completely tune his voice out. And I was doing this with like my AirPods on, like full volume. Like it wasn't like he went really quiet. Like I was just like hypnotized, like completely blank. And I didn't really know what was going on, but then I was also kind of hazy and I kept kind of like falling asleep for some reason. It was such a weird experience and such a weird feeling. And I could, every now and then I would wake up from like that like weird state and I would see something and then I would come back in, or I would come back, I would go back out and like listen to him say something else and then go back in. It was like every time I went out, he would be saying like, now we're in a forest. And then I would tune out and then he would tune back in. He was like, so how was your trip to the mall? And I was like, huh? What's going on? And I literally had to force myself. It was so hard. I was like, I realized like a part of me, like very distant, realized like, yeah, this isn't working. I don't know what's going on, but this isn't working. So I had to force myself to like turn it off. And it was so hard to wake up from that, to like actually turn it off. I don't know. It was kind of crazy. So I was looking up to see if anyone had like that kind of same experience. And I actually saw on TikTok as well. The thing is about TikTok, I never know if it's like believable enough. Like, should I believe what people on TikTok say? I don't know. But some people on TikTok were saying, oh yeah, like the same thing happened to me. I couldn't really see anything. It was all black. Like, how did you guys do it? How did you guys have such like amazing experience? Like, mine did nothing. I felt like I was robbed or something. And people were saying most likely if your memory is black, it means that you're a new soul, that you didn't have a past life, that you're not remembering anything from your past life because you don't have a past life. So I was like, is that possible? And for a while I was like, yeah, sure, it must be, right? Because then what other explanation is there? Like I felt my body keep trying to tap into that, but it just wouldn't. But then once again, my whole life I've been told I'm an old soul, whatever. Like my whole life I've been told that by astrologers, by tarot readers, by everyone has told me that I'm an old soul. That I don't have any karma, that I'm just a very peaceful and wise person. I've lived many lives. So I don't really know. Should I? I really want to try it again, though. Maybe it was just that day. Maybe I just wasn't focused enough. Maybe I should do like a pre-meditation and like do like a pre-5-minute meditation to like relax me and then go into that and try it again. I don't know. If you want to try it out, it's on YouTube. I'm pretty sure if you look up like past life regression, it's a really old video. Like you can tell it's old. It's like from like a VCR video. It's like this guy sitting on a couch, I'm pretty sure, in like a living room, I think. And yeah, and there, it has like 9 million views. Like, it went viral on TikTok. It has a bunch of views on it. You probably know which one it is. If you haven't done it, maybe go and do it and tell me how it goes. Tell me if it worked for you, or maybe you had the same experience as me. I don't know. Maybe I should go back to it and then see what happens and update you if I have better luck next time, methinks. Do we agree? What's that? We shall see. So, to kind of do this little last segment on meditation, I asked my friend to give us some little tips on meditation, because I don't know if she meditates more than I do. Maybe she, I think so. I'm not too sure, though. Point is, I wanted her to give her tips and her opinion. So I'm going to play her voice message to you guys. And then I guess I'll say my tips if there's any other tips that she didn't say that I want to say. All right. Here we go. That sounds so stupid.
I'd say don't force yourself to do it if you don't want to. Like, if you're trying to have a goal to meditate every day, but just one day you're really not feeling it, don't force yourself. Having said that, though, like, it's kind of like working out, where if you don't want to at first, remember how good it feels after, but don't force yourself, because that will kind of, like, ruin the experience for you. You don't have to start by meditating in silence. Meditate to like some like frequency music, or to just like noise or something if you don't want to do silence, or like a guided meditation as well. And then you literally don't have to do it for that long. Like, don't put too much pressure on yourself. Like, literally do it for 2 minutes or like 5 minutes, or like just like as you're laying down in like Shavasana, like when you're trying to go to bed, just like try and calm your thoughts and like focus on your body. Like, literally don't put too much pressure on it or on yourself.
All right, what do we think? Also, I just realized this whole time I made it sound like meditation was only guided meditation. I would say, like Vicky said, start with guided meditation, because it's pretty awkward to just start all of a sudden, like you have no idea how to do it. I would say start with guided meditation, and then get the hang of it like that, so then you'll be able to do it by yourself. And who knows, maybe you become an expert at it and you become like a teacher or something. Who knows? There's so many things in store with for you, Shadi. Let's think, what other things I think you should do. I think for sure, don't force yourself, like Vicky said. I would say do a little trial run, meaning like do a few small meditations, like look up a bunch of meditations, do like 2 minute ones of each, try different positions, see which ones work best for you and which ones you feel more comfortable with, and then start adding in stuff. Maybe one day you feel frisky and then you add a subliminal in. Personally, I like to do it with like crystals. This is after, like, when before cleansing them, when I meditate before cleansing them, I just meditate to kind of get myself in that headspace. Or when I do it for a really big tarot reading, I also do it to get myself in the headspace. If you are meditating before cleansing your crystals, I would say don't meditate with the crystals, because you're cleansing them, right? I don't want to say they're dirty, but like you want to renew the energy. Other than that, after you cleanse them and like, you know, your crystals are just cleansed, then yeah, include your crystals in your meditation. Of course, it depends on the crystals you have. Try to look for the crystals. I don't think you have to use all your crystals to meditate, or you have to put all of your crystals on your lap while you meditate. I would say try to look for crystals. Next time you go a little crystal shopping, go look for crystals that elevate your intuition and that elevate your how focused you are. I can't remember which one I have exactly. Wait, let me go get it. I'll go get it for you. All right, so the crystal I was talking about, I have the little description here. It's called Honey Calcite. This is like, I would say my favorite crystal to meditate to. I think it's just because it's like the most energy related crystal I have. It's kind of brown, it's really pretty. Anyway, it actually, the origin is from Mexico. Honey calcite is a stone that gently amplifies energy. It also assists in the challenges associated with change. Honey calcite enhances psychic abilities, astral projection, and higher consciousness. So I think because of that, it's a really good one to use for meditation. So maybe look into crystals like that and see what you can find. If you don't have crystals like that, if you can't find crystals like that, that's okay too. I would say I see meditation as a way of grounding yourself more. And the more you meditate, the more grounded you are. And the more you find your intuition. The more you find your place in Earth, almost. It sounds really weird, but when you're really grounded, when you meditate really well and you feel really grounded, it brings you this sense of like, I'm in this bitch. I'm really in this bitch. I'm really doing this. I'm really living. Like, I'm really alive. It sounds so stupid to explain, but truly, give it a try. Give it a try. Let me know how it goes. Let me know how anything goes. I want to know all the updates about your little journey. So, yeah. Other than that, I would say, be pretty calm. I mean, in general, this whole episode I feel like has been a lot calmer than my other ones, because I don't know, talking about meditation already makes me peaceful, you know. Oh, I was gonna say, whenever I do those meditations like that I mentioned, that are for like maybe cleansing, like I'm just feeling bad vibes around me, or I'm just feeling really stressful, and that's why I'm meditating, not because of a ritual and not because of something else, just because I truly just want to cleanse myself, I really like doing chakra cleansing ones. The one I really like, it's like 20 minutes long. And this is the only long one. Maybe it's 30 minutes. I don't really remember. This one's the only long one I make an exception for. I got it from Insight Timer. I'll look up the teacher for you guys so you can search her up on Insight Timer and just search up chakra meditation. The reason why I like the chakra meditation so much is because you can truly feel yourself cleansing your chakras, and it's just a really nice feeling. And her name's Gail Minshu. That's her first name is G-A-L-E, Gail, and then M-I-N-C-H-E-W, Minshu. I don't know how to say her last name. Anyway, she's really cute. She does a lot of meditations. I really like them. The one I like, it's called Love Attract. No, that's not the one I want. That's not the one I like. I like the chakra healing one. That's like, it has 4.6 out of 5 stars. So I think it's pretty good. She also has another one that I like called the Law of Attraction and Abundance. Yeah, the chakra healing one is 27 minutes. That's the only one I make an exception for, because she truly makes you feel like you're cleansing your chakras, quite literally. Like, you feel, she does this thing where, kind of like to tell you more, to like get you more hooked on it. She does this thing where she tells you to imagine your chakra. So, you know, first of all, if you don't know where your chakras are, go look it up. Let me add chakras into my episode idea list. Go look it up and see what it says. Memorize where the chakras are. And then when you're doing the meditation, she truly tells you, okay, visualize this chakra now. And now you're going to visualize this like tunnel around it. And it's going in circles and it's releasing energy and you're cleansing it. And imagine a light going out of it. And imagine the sky taking all of that bad energy through that light and through that channel it through, let go all the bad vibes, and it's just so yes. One time, I was so stressed, my shoulders, when I'm really stressed, my back starts hurting, especially my shoulders, and as soon as I got to the chakra around, like, my shoulder area, which one's that called? I don't really remember which one's called, that one called, and I was doing that meditation, and I got to that chakra, it immediately released so much pressure. It's crazy. I would say try that. I just felt like everything was leaving my body, the pain, the stress, everything. It's therapeutic, really. It's amazing. I think, is that all for today? I think that's all for the episode. I think I covered everything I wanted to cover about meditation. This is the fourth episode, meaning the fifth episode, I'm going to make it about a little summary of my whole spiritual awakening. This episode came to be a little bit shorter than the other ones. I just think there's not as many details and it's not as intricate as the other ones. Although I think I've been pretty good at, like, making all the episodes around the same length and, like, a reasonable length. So I'm glad. So yeah, subscribe to the podcast, follow the podcast, give it a like, give it a review, write a review, give it 5 out of 5 stars, share it with your friendsies. You know, at first, the first 3 episodes I filmed, I don't know when you're hearing this, but if you're hearing this, like, as I uploaded, no one really knows about the podcast, only a few friends I've told about because I wanted feedback on it and everyone has liked it. And at this point, I'm not quite ready to be like, hey, everyone, go and listen to my podcast because it's not available everywhere. But if you're one of those few people who are listening to it like right now, live in action, you can go telling your friends. Why not? Go tell your friends. Spread the word out. Not like completely publicly, but like tell your closest friends about it. Tell your friends who you know like this stuff. And if you're hearing this in the future, when I've already like announced it, maybe you're hearing this a year later, then yeah, tell your friends, post it everywhere, make noise about it, please. Anyway, hope you guys are having a great day, hope you guys are having a great night. Thank you for being here with me, thank you for being alive. That's all for today. Bye, love you. Kisses.